Joining us now on WICC, Wolcott Police Chief Edward Stevens. And Chief Stevens, I want to thank you for your time. Can you tell us the very latest on this investigation regarding, it sounds like a domestic dispute went terribly wrong. What happened?
Yes. Well, right now we are going up to the medical examiner's office to retrieve the bullets, you know, from the bodies there, so we can make comparisons of which guns came, you know, which bullets came out of, so we can see exactly who shot what, how many shots, and things like that. So we are also going over the list of the guns there. Still doing an interview or two today with other people. That's where we stand right now. And it was a terrible tragedy.
And I want to just clarify for listeners, Chief, because it was sort of, I guess people either misheard or misunderstood what we were reporting here on WICC. But just to reiterate what we had said, you were familiar with this house, but not for domestic violence or domestic disputes in the past, correct?
That's correct. We had many calls there from 2000. And I'm looking at the list right now. Started back in 2010. Right up until 2018, we had what they were neighbor disputes. We had the neighbors had chickens. I believe Mr. Cody didn't like the chickens. There was a lot of back and forth between dog complaints, loud noise, someone digging on the other one's property. So those were the types of complaints we had. Never had a domestic there. Now, I'm not saying they never did that. Just wasn't reported to us. But, you know, all we had were these neighbor disputes.
But I think that's important to note, Chief Stevens, because so many times, I hate to say it, but so many times, and people say, you know, could we have prevented this, obviously? Could we have known that this was a problem ahead of time? And I find that police get blamed unnecessarily. So in this situation, you have no record of this couple fighting or things getting violent, anything like that.
No, the police department, Wolcott Police Department, had no reports of domestics occurring at that house, according to all our records, which go back, like I said, 2018.
Okay. And again, we have Wolcott Police Chief Edward Stevens here. We're talking about the very latest on this investigation. We do know the identifications of all the deceased parties. I think for understandable reasons, police are still withholding the name, though, of the friend of the son, correct? We do not know this person's name, or at least it has been made public knowledge, this person's identity.
That's correct. And we're not going to reveal it until the end of the investigation.
But this person is cooperating, it sounds like, with police, correct, Chief?
Yes. Like I had said before, this is the same person that dialed 911, which those tapes are out there. Even when we got on the scene, when I got on the scene, he was very shaken, distraught about what had occurred. You know, he was fully cooperating.
Chief Stevens, can I ask for either the party that called 911 or even any of the members of this family, any idea why, I guess, the friend had brought a gun to the scene? Has this person given you any inkling or any information as to why he brought his gun? Was it just because, you know, he has the right to carry, so why not? Or was he sort of warned, hey, be prepared because this could become an issue as we're moving my dad out? Anything like that?
Well, I can understand the concern. First of all, I'm not going to, you know, divulge exactly what was said. Why? However, many people who have legal guns, you know, registered them with a permit, do carry their guns day to day. You know, I'm not going to get into the reasoning why, but I do believe, you know, it's just a normal practice of his.
Okay. You know? Okay.
Well, we're going to say, I'm assuming here, you know, there's going to be problems. They probably wouldn't have shown up to help him.
Fair.
Makes sense.
Fair. Okay. Okay. No, and I think that's important. And again, we don't want to, you know, get in the way of the investigation, which is ongoing, and we want it to be done correctly. So just asking, you know, questions here. But Chief Stevens, who is here.
No, I understand.
I appreciate it, Chief. I also heard that there were a lot of guns in the home. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. But again, I want to reiterate for people, there were no calls to police in the time that family lived there of any sort of domestic disputes, any gun discharge, any issues like that.
That's correct.
Okay. Okay. So the other thing I want to talk about, Chief Stevens, is Wolcott. How uncommon is this type of a situation in your town in the time that you've been police chief?
It is very uncommon. I mean, you know, for a domestic, domestics are very dangerous anyway. So they a lot of times do turn bad, you know, whether it's being assaulted or, you know, breaking furniture or whatever the case may be. This here is really out of the, you know, you don't see this at all. I mean, I've been doing this for 44 years. It's just something I've never seen before, where a domestic turns this violent. You know, for the most part, Wolcott is a quiet town. However, you know, the thing is, no matter where you are, Wolcott or one of the larger cities or even smaller cities, this is something that can turn tragic right away, a domestic, you know, because of the feelings involved, the anger involved. You know, there's a lot involved in a domestic.
Yeah, no question. And if I was listening to your chat with reporters last week, Chief, I think the way that you had described it, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the father, so David Coates Sr., he was already at the home moving his things out when both his son and his soon-to-be ex-wife showed up, or what was the situation here?
This is the second day of the actual moving out. They were helping him move out because the house had been sold. The closing is on April 1st. They were assisting him in getting all his belongings out. From what I understand, the mother or his wife showed up to assist and help. That's what happened. You know, it was over 2 days. She only showed up on the second day, you know, the tragic day.
Wow. But
again, she was assisted to move out. Now, we're still investigating what had happened, if we ever, you know, can find out exactly what set it off.
Yeah. I think that's the thing in question for me, Chief. And again, I'm no law enforcement expert by any stretch of the imagination, but just from a reporter standpoint, we know this month, the Connecticut Mirror was highlighting our domestic violence shelters facing a real crisis, operating at a 129% capacity between July 2023 and June of 2024, which is up significantly from the previous year. And the reason I bring this up is because we know domestic violence is a problem. We know it's a huge problem in Connecticut. It has exponentially become a bigger problem involving even the kids in households since the pandemic. And I guess that's my question, is even if they had an amicable separation, even if they were okay and they both agreed, we're going to sell this home, I'm wondering if there were things that could have been prevented, either having somebody there to monitor both parties being in the home, or that she should not have been there. And again, I'm not trying to God victim blame in any regard, but I'm just, you know, it's hard to wrap my head around when you have a situation where there's a divorce, and people moving out and probably something very sensitive. Could we have avoided this? And I just didn't, you know, that's where my mind is at, obviously.
Well, you got to remember, this was an amicable divorce. Everything had already been worked out. There were no restraining orders, no protective orders, no mention of any violence in the past. So it's something like that. How, you know, there's no way you can gauge what's going to happen. Again, tempers flare for different reasons, whether people are out in a bar drinking, all of a sudden, you know, just do bad things. Same thing with the domestics, you know. So I don't know how this situation here could have been prevented unless there had been restraining orders in the past, unless there were protective orders in the past, you know, unless they were going through a nasty divorce where, you know, they wouldn't show up, or, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
There was none of that here. There was none of that.
Wow. Well, Wolcott Police Chief Edward Stevens, I want to thank you for you and your department, the work that you are doing around a very tragic situation, and certainly sharing the very latest here on WICC. We appreciate it.
Thank you. You have a good day, Melissa. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You too. That is Chief Stevens again with Wolcott Police on WICC. We'll be right back.